This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Is the rest of the league pulling against your door?
Yes!
Want to get into a mini argument again? Do we have the clip from Albert Breer? Do we have the clip from Albert Breer?
I have cut it, yes.
Do
we want to hold Albert hands and hope that we make it out of the stratosphere here? Here we go. Here's Albert Breer on the afternoon drive yesterday.
That everybody's insane to be talking about it like they are, and that if people see one more first take segment on it, they want to throw their TVs out the window. I mean, it's at the point now where, I mean, just let the guy be a rookie. You know what I mean? Like, he had a couple of nice throws against a really vanilla defense, you know, a defense that wasn't running much. That has backups in the game. And again, I'm not taking anything away from what he did. Like, he showed some good things, but the way people have gone from 0 to 60 with this, I mean, the first thing he needed to do was find a way to earn first team reps and have the coach want to take a look at him with the first team, you know? And that's still miles away from ever starting a game. So, you know, look, like, I think a lot of people were obviously very wrong in what they thought the league thought of Shadur. And that's not Shadur's fault. But that was, I think a lot of the teams in the league felt a certain way about, you know, who he was as a prospect. And that was reflected over the weekend of the draft. And, you know, whether they're right or wrong about that, we'll see. But I just feel like this is another one of those cases where, you know, the importance of this story has been blown out of proportion to a point where what people in the league think of it versus, you know, the way the public, the general public is digesting it is pretty different.
Albert Breer is as good as it gets when it comes to covering the NFL. I'm not surprised, and my thought is, of course the rest of the NFL wants to dump on it. One, yeah, they don't want to get excited over preseason games. No one wants to get excited over preseason performances. They know that there's a long way to go for everybody. The other part is that, no, there's not one personnel guy who wants to, and I do believe this, and you can say I'm full of it all you want, I do believe that there are plenty of people in the NFL, teams in the NFL, that they're either hoping that the Browns are fools and cut Shadur Sanders, which certainly ain't going to happen, or they're hoping that he does poorly. Because I don't think there's going to be guys who have to go into owners' offices. If this kid works out, there's going to be guys that have to go into owners' offices and explain to the owners of their football team why they passed over and over and over again on the kid who's selling all these jerseys, who's in Nike commercials and Nike ads and probably soft drinks and cars and everything else, and they're putting on billboards in Cleveland, and maybe he looks like he's going to save their franchise, and you took Tyler Shook? Wait a minute, we could have had this kid, and you decided you wanted to sign Daniel Jones off the scrap heap? You want to do that?
But today, I
admit I'm putting carts before horses here. But
that's okay.
The league is definitely, personnel people in the NFL are definitely rooting against it.
But do you think today they're worried about the Browns and Shadur Sanders? Do you think they're like, oh my God, I think they got a good one? Well, that's where I think he's telling the truth. Like, nobody thinks Shadur is that great today. And so they can't believe that shows are leading with him. national shows. Forget about Cleveland. The fact that national shows are talking about a four-string quarterback who is not really going to get the opportunities to ever play with the ones until, you know, quarterbacks go down.
But when Jordan Schultz tweets that an NFL front office executive with one of the other teams is shocked, quote unquote, by how well he was playing.
Because they thought he sucked.
They thought he sucked.
Yeah.
And so if he goes out there and he plays well, they're thinking, owners are owners. And if my guy, who I picked, who I thought was going to be good, ends up being terrible, think about all this. When the season ended, it was, hey, Shador Sanders could be top five, maybe number two overall. So that means that your evaluation, your film work, your interviews with him, everything you did in the background checks, that's on you five times over, five rounds over, you passed on him. And instead you got this quarterback or that quarterback or this guy or whatever, all these also-rans. If that guy works out, somebody is going to be held against him. Because I guarantee you, it ain't just... And I know everybody says, oh, Jimmy's pulling against Shador Sanders. Jimmy Haslam is not pulling against Shador Sanders. I can tell you that right now, on a stack of Bibles, a million miles high. But there's going to be plenty of owners that are sitting there going, yeah, I like Shador. I like his dad. This could have made me a lot of money. What did you do? If it works out, it's only been one preseason game. So that's all I'm explaining. If I never read anything from Jordan Schultz about a front office personnel person saying that they were shocked at how well Shador Sanders was doing, I don't think I'd say any of that towards what Albert Breer just reported. I'm not saying Albert's wrong. I'm not calling out Albert himself. I did find it funny where he's like, hey, I don't mean to take anything away from the performance, and then he proceeds to take away all those things from the performance. But I do believe that, yeah, the rest of the league, if he continues to do well, they'll be pulling against the guy. I think it's normal. Don't fans do it? If you pass up on a guy, don't you feel that?
Well, I said the Browns with Travis Hunter when I asked Andrew Berry. I'm like, be honest. Andrew, are
that's
you rooting,
right, you did ask
you rooting against Travis Hunter?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I love the kid. It's like, come on. Deep down inside, if Travis Hunter is ordinary, you win.
If your guy's great, it doesn't matter. Like if Mason Graham goes on to be a six-time All-Pro defensive tackle, it don't matter. If your quarterback that you eventually get is good, it won't matter because you'll probably get fired over the quarterback. I mean, there's been plenty of guys who in history have drafted good at other positions. They didn't get a quarterback and their ass was canned. But if your guys matter, you won't care about Travis Hunter. If your guys are terrible and Travis Hunter is there and he's putting up Jerry Rice numbers all throughout his career, well, then you're going to be known as the guy who passed on the next Jerry Rice or on Travis Hunter, the first Travis Hunter, because he plays both ways. So it's going to be going against you. We'll be hearing from Kevin Stefanski here live very, very shortly. The first of two joint practices, his first press conference coming up. Press conferences on the Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com.
All right, good morning, guys. Looking forward to the next couple days here with Philly. Obviously, Nick and Howie and their entire group are gracious hosts for having us down here, and we're going to get a lot of good work done today and tomorrow, all sorts of situations, so we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, we've done this with the Eagles both here and in Berea, so feel really good about the structure and the plan and that type of thing, but excited about the work we'll get out here. So with any that, I'll take any questions.
In terms of quarterback participation, what is the latest update?
No major update. Kenny will continue to be in there in 7-on-7. Dylan's doing better, and will continue to get more team reps.
Is he on track to potentially play?
I think we have to get through today and tomorrow, Daniel, before I know that for sure.
Is there a live tackling period?
No.
Neither day?
No.
Kevin, we haven't talked to you since Miles' citation became public, especially coming off of both his accident 3 years ago and what Shador went through the summer. How extra disappointing is that?
Yeah.
Coming from a team leader specifically.
Yeah, extremely disappointing. It's been addressed with Miles, with the football team. He needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others.
Coach, obviously, you're here on a business trip, but deep roots here. Mm-hmm. Just how does it feel just being back in Philly, seeing some familiar faces and probably been in touch with family and friends just while you touched down?
Yeah, it's always good to get back here and see some familiar faces on the Eagles staff, and then We ate well last night, so that's a positive.
And also just, I know you're a prideful prep guy, two prep guys on this roster. Mm-hmm. Just how cool is it to see that program sending people to the highest level?
Yeah, excited for those guys. You know, they were great football players in high school. They're obviously doing a great job here. I'm excited to say hello to them. But, yeah, we're always looking out for our fellow Hawks.
Kevin, after the Charlotte game...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Charlotte, you said Shador would get plenty of reps in the next game. If Pickett and Gabriel can't play, would he start?
Yeah, I guess if those guys could not play, yes. Yeah, and we're working through that, Tony. You know, we're always going to play our young guys a lot in these games, so we'll see how it shakes out here over the next couple days.
Is there some wisdom, though, if Dylan is healthy, would you like to see him get a start as well, potentially?
Yeah, potentially. Again, the plan was always to give both of those guys a start in the preseason, so we'll see how it shakes out.
What about first-team reps against the first-team Eagles defense today? Is Joe going to get a majority of those?
I'd say Joe will get the majority of them, yes.
Kevin, is it harder to divide those reps up in a joint practice setting like this than, you know, maybe back in Berea to get all the guys?
I don't think it's harder. No, I think it's the reps are what they are. You obviously have the game coming down the line here on Saturday where you keep that in mind when you're putting the rep plan together.
Kevin, with this being such a big deal for Kenny to come back here to Philadelphia and everything, how hard was it for you guys to kind of keep him out of those 11-on-11s? I'm sure he really wanted to do that.
You know, it's no fun being hurt, and Kenny, unfortunately, is rehabbing and doing better and getting better, and he's doing a great job. You saw him in that 7-on-7. I thought he had some really nice moments in the 7-on-7. So he's doing a good job. Of course he wants to do more. I want him to do more, but we'll be very, appropriately conservative with that injury.
In terms of body of work, evaluating your rookies in particular, does practice against the Eagles and the game against the Eagles weigh heavier than the Panthers?
Yeah, I think all these reps, Tony, are so important. You know, I don't want to say a rep from a week ago in a team period wasn't important. I think they're all important. Obviously, they're different here in the practice setting because this is a defensive scheme that our guys don't know. These are players that our guys don't know. So, of course, you think about those reps differently, but we're really taking an approach here where everything matters. Every rep matters.
And the quality of team.
Yeah, that's obviously a huge deal. Nick does a great job with his football team. I think they are well coached. I think they have really, really good players. I made mention the other day where I think this is probably the best offensive line, defensive line in the game. So it's a great challenge for our guys.
Kevin, because it's a team you guys don't see, how beneficial is that both for not only young guys for the game, but also the vets to see different schemes at this stage of the season?
That's what you do when you're talking about who to practice against. You know, it's important for me to know who the other head coach is and have a relationship with the head coach so you can put a good plan together. But then the next most important thing is that the schemes are different from what you see every single day. So Carolina, for instance, was a very different scheme defensively with an under front or five on the line of scrimmage. Coach Fangio has a very similar base defense, so we'll see that again, which we don't see a ton of versus our defense. So I think the scheme piece is really essential to when you're putting these practices together.
Kevin, with this Eagles offensive line and how veteran they are, and plus having Jalen and Saquon, like what's key for your guys' defensive rookies, especially like Mason and Carson up front, and what do you want to see from them these next couple of weeks?
You know, it's really no different than when we're in Berea. We just want to compete like crazy, and you know, going up against great players makes you great, and I think that's something that we certainly see in Berea, and we're looking forward to seeing that here as well.
As a follow-up to the previous question, this is the third time you and Nick have done this. What makes you guys a good pairing, a good match here?
I have a ton of respect for Nick. I've known him for a little bit here. We have guys that we've never coached together, but we have good friends that have coached with each other. So I just have a ton of respect for how he handles his business, how he runs his football team. Obviously, he's done a great job in this city. And, I just have a ton of respect for him.
Kevin, I'm sure this is Greg on Monday, Greg Newsom is still sort of progressing. How involved will he be in practice?
He'll be limited. Won't be in a ton of team reps.
Kevin, I'm sure that this is an in-house matter and something that you wouldn't want to share publicly, but can you say if you guys disciplined Miles in any way for that?
Yeah, I can't, Mary Kay. I'll keep everything internal.
What have you seen from Joe Flacco? I know you had him 2 years ago, but, you know, coming back, you know, age 40 and everything, how much of a leader has he been for you guys?
Yeah, I think Joe's the same guy that he was then. He's the same guy every single day. I think that's one of the things you admire about Joe is how he approaches his business. He's done a really nice job in camp. He's also done a really nice job just providing leadership to the quarterback room, to the offense, and to the football team.
I know you said he's limited. What have you seen so far out of Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan's done a nice job, obviously limited by that hamstring, so getting more and more reps with him. But he's done a nice job with what's been given to him, making good decisions.
What was it you liked about him just coming out? And
yeah, played a lot of football games, good decision maker, accurate.
When you think about the process of making your quarterback choice and the number that you have, and the way the injuries are factored in, how challenging has it been to this point, and how challenging will it be going forward to see all that you want to see before you make your decision?
Yeah, we've kind of talked about it a lot. It's an all-encompassing evaluation. Obviously, I know, you know, week one is coming and we'll make a decision there, but we're very, very obsessed with player development and the development of our quarterbacks. So that's really been something that we've worked hard at, whether it's reps in practice or the meeting rooms or the walkthroughs. We want to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to get these guys better.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Kevin Stefanski in his press conference. Press conferences on the Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. Strong words from Kevin.
How about the tone?
Tough talking Kevin.
Listen to Kevin when asked about Myles Garrett's latest speeding infraction.
Whoa.
Extremely disappointing. It's been addressed with Miles, with the football team. He needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others.
And that was that. Now, I don't know. Does that make Andy Baskin feel a little bit better about his argument yesterday that we played earlier on the show? I mean, me and you were not as tough talking as Andy Baskin or Kevin Stefanski.
Well, Baskin wanted his captaincy removed. Yeah. He wanted the C removed off the chest. Baskin wanted.
Remember, we asked the question, were they going to even talk about it? Was it going to be something? And we kind
of
wondered.
Of course they were asked. You got to talk.
I'm saying whether or not Stefanski would bring it up with his player, with his best player on his football team. And he made sure to let everybody know, absolutely. And I'm telling you, the tone of his voice there. People wondered if it was going to be different from the Shador tone. Remember, with his two speeding tickets? Because some fans were not thrilled with the way that he had talked about that compared to some other situations.
Well, it can go a couple different ways. I mean, he's been the head coach there for about six years going on now. And he could say, you know, I've had this conversation with you before. You wrecked this car before. And here we got this problem. And now all of a sudden you're doing this. Or you could sit here and have the problem go, what's the problem now? Uh-oh. Here comes, we got to go to the other one there, Baskin.
I'll talk
about
you.
Okay.
Dude.
We
will. Oh, okay.
I mean, this mic doesn't work.
It's okay, but all right. Hold on. Let's go to break. Well, let's wait a second. We'll go to break and we'll bring Baskin.
And then
Baskin
a little crossover
in.
Action.
We'll bring Baskin in. We'll do some crossover coming up here in like a minute. Okay. We'll go ahead and we'll do that. Okay. So, there was a giant elephant that just ran through this room right now. No, I gotta look over to you and go, Miles Garrett. Miles Garrett. Discipline Miles Garrett. Miles.
Yeah. And words. I obviously, we'll hear from.
Syllables.
Have we heard from Miles since?
No, I mean, it was just Saturday evening.
Yeah,
right?
So this will be it.
Saturday morning.
I'm guessing immediately after the joint practice in Philadelphia today, you know, it's going to be brought up. Hey, the coach said that he discussed it with you. Can you elaborate on those conversations? Of course, I don't expect him to answer, but, you know, it is something a lot of fans did poo-poo. We got to be honest. A lot of fans poo-pooed it. We were sitting here, the two of us, not necessarily a third person in the room, we were struggling because we just seen this happen, and obviously yeah. It's happened with Miles so many times, and to the point where, I mean, he could have wrecked his life and his career with what happened years ago.
We'll talk about
with his rollover
accident. We'll talk about it with Baskin coming up in just a few moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.